Yucatan, Mexico. All of them, they are praying for you. They are always asking about you, and we are always praying for all the people that are sick, all the things that are happening in this kingdom of God. We have 11 church buildings in the Yucatan Peninsula. We have 12 missions around Yucatan. We have two church buildings in the other state of Quintana Roo and several missions around there. We are working in other state in Campeche. Every day we have the opportunity to go to new places, to talk to new people about the gospel. I feel blessed to be part of this great work in these last days. I always pray and thankful to the Lord because he gave me this opportunity. A person like me, but I'm thankful to God because he gave me this opportunity and the responsibility to work with my people there. I'm very happy to work with them. We work also in Central Mexico where Brother Nathan Denham is working, helping him. We have three missions there. The people want to hear about this gospel, and it's really amazing. It's my passion to work in this beautiful work that God called me to do. So I just want to emphasize that your brothers in Mexico are praying for you. They are always asking questions about you, and every time I get a message that someone needs prayer, I text message to all the elders there, and they told me that wherever they are, they stop and say a prayer. And they tell the people in the missions or the church locals about the necessity, and they are praying for each one of you. So you are not alone with your problems, with your trials, with your tribulations. We have the same promise. We have the same faith, because it's one faith, one baptism, and one church, and one Lord. Tonight I would like to talk about, it's a blessing, really it's a blessing that when I was preparing the sermon, one time I was going to the missions, and an idea came to my mind to talk about the kingdom. But Brother Dan talked about that, but I just want to emphasize that the kingdom that it talks in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, it's God set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. I like that promise because we belong, we are part of that kingdom that will last forever. When I think about that kingdom, it makes me happy. It makes me feel blessed that my generation will be in that kingdom, that never be destroyed. It's a blessing that we are that kingdom. God called us to be part of the people, the kingdom of God. It's really a blessing because many people out there, they don't know this kingdom. But we have the responsibility to tell them about this kingdom that never be destroyed. All the kings, all the nations will fall, but this kingdom will last forever. In this kingdom, we will find protection. It's really a blessing. Also, I have in my notes Matthew chapter 4, 17, which says, repent, for the kingdom is heaven is at hand. The same kingdom that Christ was talking about. The same kingdom that is in John chapter 3, verse 5, where it says, be born of water and the Spirit, and you can enter in that kingdom. We know how to enter in that kingdom. So it's really a blessing. Now we have the responsibility to tell other people how can they enter in this kingdom, because they don't know. Many people don't know. We have received a blessing in Mexico, but now many people are asking us about the church. A long time ago, the people there, they don't want to hear about us. Even the people that belong to other churches, they don't want to hear about us. They say, we have the church, our church, and that's all. But now it's the opposite. The people that are members of other churches, they are asking us questions. Many of them, they say, I don't feel comfortable in my church. Can you tell me about your church? It's really a blessing. One of the missions that I'm going to, it's a family that they used to belong to another church. But they didn't feel comfortable, so they invited us. We have that opportunity to tell them about the kingdom of God, about this kingdom that never be destroyed. Do you really believe that? This kingdom that will last forever. I want all my generation be in this kingdom, because this kingdom never be destroyed. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. Now we are living in this part. And when we need to preach the gospel of this kingdom, of this group, is the time for us. We always pray for the work that can increase. And now is the opportunity. Now is the time for preparation, that we need to preach the gospel to other people. It's not just our responsibility as ministry, but it's the responsibility of each one of you that belong to this kingdom, the kingdom of God, the church of Christ, that never be destroyed. It's the kingdom that we need to focus every day. There are so many things out there that calls our attention. But this kingdom needs that we can focus every day. Don't lose the goal that is the kingdom of God. Because it's a time for us to preach that gospel. You can preach with your example. You can preach it in your house. With your children, you can be a good example, a good husband, a good father for your children. I know this by experience, because as I told you one time, my father did a good decision. He decided to teach his family. He decided that his family can be in the kingdom of God. He made that decision. And all the sermons we have heard here, they are very important. But it's only important if we can, if it can change our attitude. If we can do something different. If you're doing the same things you're doing every day, you will have the same results. If you change something, you will have a different results. So Monday when we go to our homes and works, we need to make a different decision. If the gospel of the kingdom is not changing your life, something is not working. When we believe in this gospel, and It's changing. It changed our lives. When it changed our lives, changed the results. I have many experiences in the missions in Mexico. We have been visiting a family in a town, and he had a hard life living in all the bad things in the world. We had the opportunity to go there and talk about the gospel, and he's changing his life little by little. Even his family, they are surprised to see that this man is like 65 years old, that this man is changing his life. Even his wife says, Freddie is a different person now. Yeah, is that the gospel? It's working in his life. And now he's starting to for baptism. Because he has received many, many blessings. And you know, brothers and sisters, the reason is why we believe in this kingdom, because you can see, you can realize that many things are happening in these last days. Many prophecies are fulfilling in these days, and God is working with us. We need to think about that. God is working with his kingdom. This man I'm talking to you, a month ago, he had a surgery. He had an eye surgery, and I visited him in the hospital, and he told me a miracle that he received. He said that during the surgery, the doctors asked him, "Are you diabetic?" And he said, "Yes, I've been suffering diabetic for 10 years. And do you know what? When they did many tests, the blood test, they couldn't find anything. The doctor said, "Oh, sir, you're lying to us because you are not diabetic." So it's really a blessing. It's not something that I invented or I exaggerated. It's the reality. Yeah. And he was surprised. He was like, "This is a miracle." And all his family. A person that was suffering diabetic for 10 years suddenly disappeared. That's not natural. It's the power of God. So when I see these things, I feel humble before God, because he's working with his people. Now this man is starting to be baptized. I think he's going to be baptized soon. He has changed his life. He's different now. Before that, he had a terrible accident. But God helped him that we can meet him, so he has a new opportunity. Is it not the same with us? Sometimes you are sick, you are about to pass away. But God gives you a new opportunity of life. Now the question, what are you going to do with this new opportunity? That's what this man is thinking. He says, "You're right. I have a new opportunity." And God give us a new opportunity every day. Sometimes we don't see it, but every day is an opportunity for us in our lives. All the things that happen in our family and with the passing away of my father and many situations that happen, it makes me feel humble, and I think that God loves me. And the things that happen here with my brothers and friends that are not here, but I know where they are. It makes me to think that life is too short. life is too short to waste the time, to be focused on other things. We need to make a decision right now to do things differently, to work for God, for this kingdom. It's I will read in Helaman chapter 2, verse 19. It says, Helaman chapter 2, verse 19, it says, and it came to pass that he had two sons. He gave into the oldest the name of Nephi, into the youngest the name of Lehi, and they began to grow up into the Lord. The theme I want to talk to you tonight is growing in the Lord. Now, we know that we belong to the kingdom that never be destroyed. It's not like a political party. It's not like a kingdom of this world. We need to stop focusing on the kingdom of this world. We need to focus in this kingdom. And now we want to think how we can grow in this kingdom. It says here that two young men, they say they began to grow up into the Lord. They began to grow. They began changing their lives. They began to make different decisions. Every day we do a decision, simple decisions, but there are other decisions that we say, I have time. I will do it next time. But we need to do them right now. If I don't make a decision now, maybe tomorrow it's going to be late. It says here that these young men, they began to grow up into the Lord because his father taught them. Is it not what the scripture told us about Abraham and Isaac and Nephi and Lehi and Nephi? It's the same thing in my life. My father taught me, explained me, God converted me, but he had the decision to teach me about this gospel, to show me that there is something most important in my life, this kingdom of God. For just one man that he made a decision. Now all the generation are in this beautiful kingdom where it's there are protection. I want my family to be there. I want my daughter to be there where there is protection, where there is salvation. I don't want other kingdoms because all of them will disappear, destroy. But this kingdom will never be destroyed. We need to grow. To grow up in the Lord. As a tree always is growing. If it's not growing, it's dying. And do you know what? God planted you where you can grow. Do you believe that? God planted me in Yucatan, Mexico, because he knows that I can grow there. I can help my people. Who's going to do it if I don't do it? I need to do it because God called me to do it. I don't have the capacity, but God gave me the way to do it. So God planted us in a place that we can grow. As you, when you plant your trees, you plant it in a place it can grow. God has planted you in a place you can grow. Maybe it's a small town, maybe it's you are an isolated member, but God knows that you can grow there. My parents were born in a small town. But one time, they moved to another town. But God led them to that town. In that time in Mexico, there are a lot of religious persecution, but the town where I live now is the only town that there was no persecution. Now I think that's why God sent my parents there. And God knows that we can grow there. When we began, my father and just five people. But is it not the same in the scriptures, like Noah and his family, or Nephi and his family? God began in the same way. Now we have a beautiful church. Now we have the work growing. It's another blessing because God planted us where we can grow. God didn't plant me here because I cannot grow here. It's too cold. I will freeze. Exactly. God didn't plant you in Yucatan. It's too hot. You cannot grow there. But God planted you here in the town where you live. It could be a big city or a small town. God planted you there with a purpose. When I see what's happening, I realize that God has a plan. Because everything that happens, God is putting all the things in order. He has a plan. He has planted us where we can grow. I want you to think about that. If you are in that small town, it's for a reason. You can grow there. Maybe God has planned to build a church there. But maybe you're not going to see it. Maybe your children, your generation. I remember when I was a little boy, not many years ago, one elder from the church in Mexico, the first elder I knew, my first pastor, Cayetano Alfaro, that's his name. He came to my house every 2 weeks to give us a study. And he was telling us about the church. And he said, someday you will have a church. And he preached to us. I remember he always began his preaching saying, are you ready? Are you prepared to receive the message? He was a good man, a man of God. He passed away. But the kingdom is continuing until now. So that probably we can pass away soon, but the kingdom will continue forever. We're going to read in, I will tell you, Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 21. It says, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is very important. We can grow if we are well coordinated. In Spanish, it says well coordinated. If we are working with one purpose, that's the only way we can grow. We can grow as a body, as a church, as the kingdom. If we are united, if we are working with one purpose, it's like building a bridge. Everyone is doing his part. We can do that. We as a ministry, you as a people, we need to do that in order to grow. We need to coordinate to work together with one purpose, the salvation. Yes. Yeah, and we need to share this, to talk with other people. I think that's the most challenge we have. It's easy for me to come here and preach to you because most of you know you are members of the church. But I don't know about my co-workers here, but when you go to a place, there are new people, and it's different. But with God's help, we can do that. It says here in the verse 19, "Now therefore ye are not more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God." We are no more strangers because we know the way. We know the truth. We know how to enter in that kingdom. Now we need to tell other people how they can enter to this kingdom. The other question, are we ready to receive them? Are we ready to work with them? Are we ready to make this big, this building bigger so we can receive them? How many people are living in Phoenix? A lot of people. How many people of Phoenix are here? Just a few. But we are called to share, to tell other people about this kingdom. Because we are not strangers. We know the way. We know that we need to increase our faith. As I said, we need to work with one purpose. Just in that way we can grow. 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Three verse 18, it says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen." It says, grow in the grace and in the knowledge. We need to grow in that grace. We need to realize that God is giving us this opportunity. We are blessed to be part of this kingdom. Many people, they don't have that opportunity. Or many people have passed away without knowing this kingdom. We are blessed. I feel blessed every day that God called me to be part of this kingdom. I know that without him, I'm nothing. I know that without him, I will be in the wrong way, because I like the other way. But God called me in this kingdom. We need to grow in that grace every day to see the importance. It's important for me. It's the most important thing in my life. As you said this morning, when you are sick, when you have problems, when you are at the hospital, we're not thinking about our possessions. We're thinking about our lives. And we're thinking about God. So, at the end, just God and his kingdom is important. We need to grow in that grace and in the knowledge. We have that knowledge of the Lord every day. I don't know about you, but in my life, every day, I can marvels. I can recognize God's blessing in my life. In the life of my wife and daughter, and my mother, my sister, the church in Mexico, about you here, and I marvel of the work of God. And we have that knowledge. We have the knowledge of salvation. We know that. We have the knowledge to pray. Pray is a powerful tool because we can communicate with God. We can talk with Him. It's amazing. It's the real opportunity that we have. We know how to communicate. You know, the first thing we teach the people when we visit the missions, when we visit the new homes, the first thing we teach them is to pray. Many of them, they don't know how. So we're teaching them to pray. And you know, when they began praying, something happened. It's the same thing with the man I was talking to you a few minutes ago. When he began praying, many things was changing in his life. And he said, I don't know how to pray, so I will teach you how. And next day he was praying beautifully. We have that knowledge. We can communicate with God. We can talk with Him. We have that opportunity. Many people, they don't know that. And sometimes they communicate their needs to a wrong person. But we can communicate all our needs to the correct person. We have the knowledge of the church. Is it not important, this church, for you? Is it not important, this kingdom, for you? Yes, it's important. That's why I am here. If the kingdom is not important in my life, I won't be here. It's too cold. The church, we have that knowledge of the church, the restoration, the opportunity that we have to be part of this great work. And we have many beautiful knowledge that other people, they don't have. So we have that responsibility. We have that blessing, but when we have a blessing, we have a responsibility. Yes, we have that blessing. But we are responsible to talk to other people about this gospel, about this kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We are told, brothers and sisters, that we need to abound in the work of the Lord. How is your work in the Lord? If you consider your work so far, how is your work for the Lord? Sometimes we do everything just the necessary. It happens in my life. Many years I just go to the church, sit down and listen to the sermon. That's all. I feel blessed, really. I was 15 years old when I was baptized. I was 20 years old when I had my first responsibility in the church. It has passed 30 years. God has blessed me. But I was told that I need to abound in work for the Lord. We need to do something extra for Him. We need to make a good decision. I don't know what's the decision you need to make, but you need to do something, as I did in my life. In the last few years, I made a decision to work more for the church and to travel every day. And I made that decision because this is my last opportunity, my unique opportunity in my life to work for the Lord, to abound in work of the Lord. Because I know that my labor is not in vain. That's what I can see that all the missionaries that went to Mexico, all the labors were not in vain. I am here. And you have your brothers and sisters in Mexico. Their work was not in vain. Every single thing you do for the Lord is not in vain. Do you realize that many things you're doing here in this world are in vain? Yes. When you think about your life, you say, many things you did in your life, I did this. Many things that we have, they decrease the value, like a house, like all the material things. But our work for the Lord is not in vain. The effort that I do to come here to leave my family is not in vain. I know the young people, someday they will occupy this place. Yes, I can see. I can see the future. I'm very happy to see the young people here because I know that God has a plan for them. Because I know that that's the future. The future elders of the church, the future apostles, all the future. Their work will not in vain. So we need to work more. We need to do the extra. Sometimes we just do the things that is necessary. But we need to do the extra every day in our lives. That's the extra that the Lord likes. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 12. It says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you." It's important that when we receive something, we need to give to other people. One time, someone told us about the gospel, show us his love. We need now to give to other people. You cannot give what you don't have. You need to have that so you can give it to other people. We have the gospel. We are part of this beautiful kingdom. So it's time that we can share. We can tell other people. Are we ready for that? Are the young people ready to tell their friends so that they can have a good marriage, that someone else can join the church? They need to pray for that. I know this by experience. For my prayers, for the prayers of my parents, now we have a beautiful family. I thank to God for that. We need to increase, to abound, to do more things for the Lord every day. Because, as I said, time is too short. Yes. You know, when I was thinking, many times in Mexico, the people, they don't want to hear about the death. When you consider, when you, I don't know the word, in English. When you think about death, you can value the life. Did you understand me? Or I confuse you? We need to value the life. The opportunity that we have is unique. And the opportunity that God gave us. And when I think about my personal life, I said, there are other people better than me with many talents, with many things. But God loves me. I know because the scriptures tell us that God, it's not because we trust God, He trusts us. And it's beautiful because He chose me to be part of this work. And He chose each one of you. That's why you are here. Because if not, you were sitting maybe in a baseball stadium or other place. God gave you this opportunity. It's the time for you to take advantage of this opportunity. It's unique in your life. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? With this opportunity that God gives you. Now that God is showing His presence in the kingdom. As I told you, I marvel because of the blessings that we are receiving. And every day I know God. I'm, it's a process for me to know Him. I marvel for this. And sometimes we are not prepared as a person to receive that. A few months ago, a new elder in the church, he had a vision. Every day, when we have services, he goes at church, he opens the church, and the first thing he do is to pray. He kneel and pray. He asked the presence of the Lord in his house, in the church. He always do that. One time, during the service, he saw on the platform a person dressed in white. I think it's an angel, but he saw that person on the. On the platform. And after that, he said, what does that mean? The presence of God. And he said, I never had that experience. But you ask, but he asked it. He asked it and he have it. Sometimes we ask many things to the Lord, but are we prepared to have them? Are we prepared to do the work? I was talking with my brother Don the other day. I told him many times we were praying for that God can increase the work. Now God has increased the work. I'm very tired of going to other places. We're busy and things like that. Are we prepared for the work? Are we ready to leave some things, maybe value to us, but the kingdom is more important. We're called to work for that kingdom, not for just for our kingdom, but for a kingdom of God. I have some more scriptures. In Jacob, in the Book of Mormon, chapter 3, verse 129. It says, and if it so be that this last craft shall grow and bring forth the natural fruit, then shall you prepare the way for them that they may grow. The purpose of the Lord in your life is that you can grow. It's the purpose of you when you plant a tree, that it can grow. It can grow where you have planted that tree. It's the same thing in our lives. God has planted you where you are, with the purpose that you can grow there. Are you growing there? It says in verse 126, it says, wherefore let us go to and labor with our might this last time. For behold, the end draweth nigh, and this is for the last time that I shall prune my vineyard. This last time. We have this last opportunity in our lives. What would you do if you know that tomorrow you will pass away? We need to take advantage of this opportunity that we can grow, that we can do more for the Lord, that we can change our attitude, that after listening a sermon, you need to make a single decision, one decision, one today, one tomorrow, and you will grow. Yes. We need to work more for that kingdom. If not, it's just good purposes. Mosiah chapter 2. Verse 23. And ye shall grow in the knowledge of the glory of him that created you, or in the knowledge of that which is just and true. Again, the purpose is that you can grow in the knowledge of the glory. Do you realize every day the power of God? The opportunity that we have every day, every morning, I praise the Lord because I'm living. It's the opportunity I have. We need to grow in the knowledge of the glory of Him. I rejoice because God loves me. And he has chosen me to be part of this kingdom that lasts forever. This is the group of people that are going to last forever. This is the group of people that they will have protection until the end. You need to marvel about the glory of God. My father used to be a thankful person every day. One time, he wrote a letter to my wife in her birthday, and it began with this: "Daughter, this is a beautiful morning." She never forgot that. A simple thing to share with other people about the glory of God. We need to grow in the knowledge of the glory. I marvel for the glory. I live close to the ocean. I like the ocean. When I go there, I can marvel. This is just that God created just for me. It's amazing to see the glory. And the knowledge which is just and true. The opportunity that we have to do good things in our lives. And most of all, to teach our children to do that. To teach maybe your grandchildren so that he can remember you. I remember my grandfather. I remember his teaching. When I talk to him, he always tells me about God. He tells me about his testimonies. I remember that. It's a good thing that you can do. How do you think are your children or your grandchildren are going to remember you? You need to talk to them about the Word of God, to share your testimonies every day. They will never forget. When they have troubles, when they have situations in their lives, maybe they will remember. Growing in the knowledge of the glory. In Alma 16, when I was coming in the plane, I was reading in Alma 16. I read all the chapter, and it's amazing that it talks about many beautiful things. I don't know about you, but every time I read the scriptures, I discover something new in my life. I feel humble before God. 164, chapter 16. It says, "And behold, as a tree beginneth to grow, you will say, let us nourish it with a great care, that it may get root, that it may grow up and bring forth fruit to us." God is waiting fruit for you, as you were waiting fruit from your trees. You planted it. It's just a seed, and you planted it. Nourish it, but you are waiting fruit. God is waiting for me that fruit. God is waiting for the ministry fruits that they can work with all their efforts, not just a little, but all their efforts. I will close with my favorite part in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. It says, "For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." There is a foundation that is laid since many years ago, that is Christ. We need to build up on that foundation. I always talk with young people, and I tell them that they need to build their lives up on that foundation. That's the only way to succeed in their lives. If they put that foundation first, as we were today, we need to look for the kingdom of God first. And all things God is going to give us. So there is a foundation we need to build our lives. That's the foundation I'm building my life every day. That's the foundation that we need to build our lives. That's the message we need to talk to the next generation. Thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity to share the Word of God with you.